Let me come in here if I may. If I may, I'd like to ask you, Maxine Dover. You talked about Israel
and is not.
You talked, Maxine Dover, about Israel's pinpoint accuracy when it came to the strikes that occurred in two areas, one being Damascus International Airport. Let me ask you, is Israel part of this U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against ISIL?
You know, that's not a question any journalist could answer unless perhaps his name were Josh Earnest.
Okay.
And he was sitting next to the President of the United States.
They are not. And what's interesting about that?
Certainly not as commentators.
And what's interesting about that is that the ISIL should pose a threat to Israel, and yet Israel is not part of this coalition. And furthermore, you would think that if they have, as you said, this accuracy that they can come and just target, as you said, these, or based on AP, these rockets, then why wouldn't they target ISIL positions, which are said to be the biggest threat to humanity based on all of the allies that Israel has, including the United States?
You know, I think that is an excellent question, and I think that that is a question that demands the cooperation of all of the allies and of all of those, including Iran, who would be injured by further success of ISIL. ISIL is nobody's friend, and that includes all of us sitting here. The ability of that kind of a coalition to be formed would be quite positive for civilization, whether it's called modern civilization or Western civilization. But those who would promote a civilized action of humanity among humans. Should Israel be part of that? I think that that would be very much within the proper strategy of creating an overall defense for those of us who would see good things happen in the Middle East.
Very well. Let's take a quick timeout. I'd like to ask you the same question,
but
after we come back, I'm sorry, let's just listen to the viewer comments.
Of the English government and...
Yeah, Maxine, hold on to your thoughts. We're going to take a quick timeout just to listen to some of the viewer comments, and then we'll come back to both of our guests. Let's listen to them right now.
We all know that Israel is never up to any good. Israel is helping ISIL by attacking Syria. The airstrikes prove that Tel Aviv is collaborating with ISIL. Well done to Israel. Assad will not be allowed to threaten or transfer weapons to Hezbollah. Israel's attack on Syria's anti-aircraft weapons is a pure disregard of international law and an immoral act of aggression. They claim that the weapons were to be transported to Hezbollah in Lebanon. This is a war crime and is an open revelation to the world that Israel and ISIL have the same goals in the Syrian war. Guess who will be the first to cry when people start dropping bombs on Israel? You reap what you sow.
Okay, those were some of the viewer comments. Ken O'Keefe, Maxine Dover seems to not think that Israel is collaborating with ISIL, if I'm correct, Maxine Dover. But here we have, based on UNDOF, a report that was recently submitted by them to the UN Security Council, that it says that the Israeli regime's military has regular contacts with Takfiri militant groups operating against the Syrian governments, and that Israeli officers and the foreign-backed terrorists have direct cooperation on the Syrian border over the past 18 months. Common knowledge now. So where does that put Israel in this whole issue?
Well, another very important fact is that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra Front,
where does that put Israel?
ISIL,
I think that puts Israel in a place of trying to protect its people.
I'm sorry, Maxine Dover, let Ken O'Keefe answer. I'll come to you with that. Go ahead, Ken O'Keefe. I'm sorry.
Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra Front, ISIS, ISIL, all of these creations have been funded, armed, and trained by the United States. This is not debatable. Al-Qaeda is a CIA database. It was funded and trained by the United States. It was the boogeyman that we created in order to continue the justification for our never-ending policy of war. And I want Maxine to acknowledge one very simple thing, that this terrorist organization, which apparently is a threat to Israel, has attacked, and I'm talking about Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra Front, ISIS, ISIL, How many times has it attacked Israel? The same nation that has been oppressing the Muslim, predominantly Muslim Palestinian population for many decades, how many times have these so-called terrorists that are the big threat to Israel attacked Israel? I think you know the answer to that question, because that would be a great big zero. And the fact is that this ISIS creation monstrosity is in fact the best friend and ally of Israel, and it does fit perfectly in line with Oded Yedan's plan, a strategy for Israel in the 1980s. That very plan is being played out to the T, and the first target was Iraq. Iraq has been largely destroyed. It will suffer for generations for what's happened to it over the last decade. Also, we see Syria as standing in the way of the greater Israel.
Okay, Maxine Dover, I'd like to get your reaction. And, you know, what I mentioned here is based on the United Nations Disengagement Observer Force, which has monitored the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights since 1974. They gave this report to the UN saying that Israel is in regular contact with these Tikfiri militant groups.
Well, I think we have to make a very strong differential between the rebel military groups who are Syrian, who are expressing their political position, and the outside terrorists that are the ISIL, ISIS, etc., groups of terrorists who are in no one's interest. These terrorists have come in and targeted Christians. They've targeted Yazidis. They've targeted Syrians. Who they have targeted are those people that they can reach.
Okay, let me jump in here because we're running quickly out of time.
Something that Israel wants to make sure continues are Israelis.
Maxine Dover, I think that's the thrust. One of the problems here, and that's the word that you use. I'm going to use it against you here. Distinguish. How are you going to distinguish these people? Because there are plenty of reports saying that, again, this goes back somewhat to the good and bad terrorists that the United States has categorized. Even this base inside Qatar has said it's supposed to be training and the opposition fighters, but yet there's some of these terrorists that are inside this camp that are being trained. Either that's done by choice, on purpose, or it's hard to distinguish them. Ken O'Keefe, you go ahead with that answer.
Well, I just find it incredible.
I agree
that,
with you there.
That, please wait. You know, he's addressed me.
Okay, Ken O'Keefe, go ahead.
What is impossible to state with any kind of seriousness is that the so-called moderates, which don't exist, the moderates in Syria are the very same elements that are cutting off heads and whatnot. Because the Free Syrian Army, heads of the Free Syrian Army, have said that their relationship to their brothers in al-Nusra Front and ISIS is very much a matter of public record. So there is no real difference. The fact is that all of the weapons, if we're to believe the official version, all of the weapons, the vast majority of American weapons that are in the hands of these psychopaths has come from the Free Syrian Army and other such monstrosities in Syria. The fact is that no Syrian in their right mind would continue to ally themselves with the same people who have invaded their country, most of which are not Syrian in the first place, and who are indeed cutting off the heads of Christians, of Muslims, desecrating Islamic sites and Christian sites. These people are mercenaries, and they're being paid by our proxies, Qatar and Saudi Arabia. In fact, the last plan the United States announced was to train the so-called moderates in Saudi Arabia, the bastion of Wahhabi Takfiri insanity. This whole thing is not an accident. It's intentional. Israel is bombing Syria because it wants to create the power vacuum that will lead to these psychopaths controlling Syria and basically destroying the whole thing from the inside out. That is the plan.
I have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Irish Palestinian human rights activist Ken O'Keefe from London. And thank you, journalist and political commentator Maxine Dover, who spoke to us from New York. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. For Mikhail Tavoyi and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.